On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team will open up the season tomorrow. Junior Jesse Voller with us. As young of a team as you guys are, how different are things so far? I realize that you haven't had a game yet, but in practice and everything, how different is it?
It's extremely different. I really like being an upperclassman. It's weird to think I'm already in my third year. To bring in about 12 girls, I guess, at first, you have a mixture of emotions coming through. Could it be a building year? Could it be a great year? I think with the talent that this class has brought in, we have huge potential this season.
That's the biggest factor on any team when you've got a large number of newcomers is how are you all going to get along together early on? Has all that kind of been worked out already?
Actually, yeah. You know, we do camping every year. Coach has us go camping, and it's such a great bonding experience. I think even before that, you know, there was a practice. We were all goofing around when we should have been focusing, and we had to run for it, which was fine. But he even told us, like, you know, you guys, it's great that you guys are bonding so early already. There's no issues there whatsoever.
Biggest question I can see for this team is who's going to score goals.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been figured out yet?
I think, yes. This year, definitely, we have Mary O'Brien up top, Maria McLeod, me, and we have some really good, strong forwards that can really, I think we just have figured out those kinks even from last year. Yeah, it's really showing, that's for sure.
Have you guys changed anything as far as what kind of an offensive scheme you want to run, what kind of form you guys want on the field or anything, or pretty much staying status quo?
I mean, we have, you know, Tiffany Van Haften, obviously, in the mid, which is awesome for her. She's got an unreal shot. And also we got Emily Olson, which is a really young player, but she's extremely smart, so that helps us, especially as forwards. She's extremely smart and knows what kind of balls we want on our feet or over the top. And then we have freshman Megan Castro, which has been awesome for us. Her shot's unreal. She's a very good player. We're very good, I think, in the middle and up top offensively.
I guess the other big question is goaltending. And you return Sonia Barr, who, if I'm remembering correctly, played in about 8 games last year, started 6.
Mm-hmm.
Not a ton of experience, but is that enough that the rest of the team has confidence in her?
Yeah. Sonja's been great for us. Her strength, especially, I know she kind of suffered from an ankle injury early on, but obviously she's very good for us. We can trust her in the back there, and we have some good backup goalkeepers as well. Brittany's been showing really good strength for us as well as Cassie.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.